Intro.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this episode of Thunder Metal Reviews. As we continue on my monthly, bi-weekly, wherever we are releasing them now, piss off Benjamin Lindsay tour and pick something he doesn't like. And I have chosen for y'all this week, Ashen Horns, Antimony. And with me, as always, is the Reverend Ben Lindsay, the Dr. David Pizzo, and the Murder Basement Gabe Cooper. How y'all doing tonight, gentlemen?
I feel ashen, and like I'm facing a horde.
I'm anti-money.
I'm anti-money.
Oh, you know, just in the throes of agony.
Nice.
That just means you need to find a new barista.
Probably
barista.
So.
A barista too.
Oh, a new barista.
I do need some more coffee, so yeah.
Definitely.
So yeah, Ashen Horde's fourth studio album, Antimony, released on January 27, 2023 on Transcending Obscurity Records, which I have come to learn is a Tracy label. probably actually run by him.
Run out of his basement.
Yeah. The run time is 51 minutes and 3 seconds. Yeah. Igor Pansuisk on bass, Trevor Ports on guitars and clean vocals, Stephen Boisier on harsh vocals, Robin Stone on drums. I do not know who did the producing, but Shane Howard did the mixing, mastering. And yeah, that is who this was.
So when Metal Archives says limitation 500 copies, that means they just made 500 of these.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
I know some bands at zero. I mean, I get it in our current era. I just thought it was interesting. Did it run a 500 and called it?
Oh, was that vinyl?
No, that's
a CD. That's a CD. Yeah. And it says here that 498 of them went to your house. So,
yeah.
The next line.
That's just shipping the distribution later on.
498.
498.
I wonder how much that costs to do now, because I can remember like back when we had our CD pressed when I was in a band and I used that at high school. We had like 100 of them done, and I think it cost like, I don't know, $12 or something. So I wonder if like it's gotten a lot more expensive or a lot less expensive.
I think now the cost of CDs is probably prohibitive because of the simple fact of you have to find a computer with a burner on it. You have to find CDs, actually like physical CDs. So maybe it's gotten more expensive because when you guys did it, that was the media of the time.
Yeah, I think the economy of scale has disappeared.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, like if you're a record label, I'm sure you have CDs.
For sure.
I mean, it's not like they were doing it because we sent it off for like Star Maker or some bullshit. I don't remember who it was.
Sure.
But you know, anyway, it was just the fact that it was limited to 500 because that was like one of the options. And we didn't get that many, of course, but like cause we didn't want to be like eating off of this place for the rest of our lives. But
you didn't want to be the AOL free CD in the disc thing.
Right.
So T. Newport, why did you pick this album? Just to mess with Ben.
Well, partially that. It is January, so the pickings were kind of slim. Like, even for my own, like, personal, like, ooh, I want to hear stuff. Like, it's, there weren't a lot to fucking pick from. And I'd done, what's these guys, 2018, 2019, sometime. I think it's 2019 was the last one came out. And I enjoyed that album decently enough that I was like, you know what, this will be the, I'll make this my pick for January. I think some people on the pod may like it. But yeah, this is my pick. It had been a long time since I heard that album, so like my memory of it was a little bit different compared to what I was expecting to come in this. I thought there'd be a little more genre bending listening to this one, because I feel like they did a lot more clean singings and kind of like they bounced between like much harder like lines of death and black metal in there with like a dash of prog thrown throughout instead of this kind of much more kind of tight rope walking, like the in-between of it at times.
I will have to say that I liked it better before I realized it was their fourth studio album, because I thought it was the debut at first. And I was like, oh, this guy's having some stuff that they could build on. I mean, it wasn't my favorite thing ever, but there were some cool ideas on here, I thought. And, you know, the clean, harsh vocals thing, sometimes that works really, really well. Sometimes it doesn't. I thought it was okay here. The harsh vocals weren't my favorite, but they weren't as bad as they sometimes are.
Yeah, they've been at this for 10 years, so.
Yeah.
Which for some reason I thought this was their second album release. I thought the Fallen Citadels I think that's their first one. It was the first album they or the previous one. I thought that was their first album they released. But I also think this is the, it's either the first time or the second. I don't know if Fallen Sidious had, I think Fallen Sidious had two people in the band. I think this is the first one with four in it.
You mean Fallen Cathedrals?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nine Plagues, Saguenay Vindicta.
Ben and Gabe, or David and Gabe, what did y'all think of it?
I thought it was pretty interesting. I couldn't really decide what to call it. My first impression was like sort of froggy Black and Death, or maybe just like deathy black metal. As a concept album, I found it, you know, relatively interesting, and I found that the, you know, that these guys can play, so that makes it worth listening to. At times, the progginess reminded me of Voivod, like it's the sort of similar, like angular, dissonant, like, but not really that abrasive as Voivod can be. And of course, in my personal taste, I think that I was drawn to the deathier stuff on the record because of the riffs, and not so much with the black metal with the tremolo picking all over the place. Sometimes the prog stuff works and sometimes it doesn't, but I think that the album as a whole is a pretty, like, it's a pretty good time. And, you know, maybe want to come back to this band, I would say. Like, if I, you know, were to go back and revisit their old stuff or they came out with another thing, I would listen to it.
I did not know this band at all, and I'm not a huge fan of black metal, though, again, like so many other genres, I think I get it more now, having reviewed a bunch of it. The Voivod comparison also struck me. I was going to say the same thing in terms of things it reminded me of. It's all right. There's some genre bending going on here, but not, it sounds like not to the degree of the 2019 album. But this was, they can definitely play their instruments.
Yeah.
Vocals is all right. He annoys me a little bit, but a lot of vocals do. So
it's also kind of like a true crime podcast turned into a metal album. So, and your mileage on that may vary.
I was wondering why they decided to make an album about this topic in particular, this unsolved murder. Yeah. I mean, it is interesting, but like, is it interesting enough to really make an album out of? I'm not sure. Did it make some decent music? Yes.
Yeah, for sure. No, I would agree with that it did make some decent music. I'll say that till we get to tracks. But again, you know, these kind of albums that's kind of are loosely called progressive black metal, but in reality are kind of straddling the line between death metal and black metal, are not my favorite genre, but there are some really cool moments on this one. I do have to give it credit.
Did we cover the lineup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Igor, Trevor, Steely, and Robin.
Okay, like, what? Like, done on that. But yeah, I mean, I enjoyed this album for the most part. Now, I didn't enjoy it as much as I did the first two albums we did this week. Like, I think those were better overall, but this one is a nice, solid album, considering I wasn't going to expecting a whole lot out of it, because I knew where the Fallen Cathedrals kind of sat in my memory about where I placed that, and so I was kind of like, all right, maybe they'll kind of do better than the mean, but I mean, I think they did do decent overall.
That's a strong ringing endorsement you just gave it.
I know.
Powerful advocacy from the barrister.
Yeah.
From the barista.
So shall we talk about tracks?
Yeah, no.
You.
This is my point. I do want to actually, I have a note about a song. The fact behind Knives showing up here at the end of the album. So this is from their Facebook page, and this is quoted directly. There's been a lot of chatter about how out of place Knives, our therapy cover, feels at the end of Antimony. We agreed this was 100% mistake by yours truly, Trevor. I sent the wrong master transcending obscurity, and by the time I noticed, things were already in production. The song was intended to be either a standalone giveaway track or be part of an EP down the line. So they accidentally...
Wait, what? So
Knives was it was to... actually a blooper?
Yes.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
It fucking felt like a blooper because it was not good.
I mean, it was kind of a throwaway, but I didn't think it was bad. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Sent the wrong master file, guys. I mean, kudos to him for owning up to it. And not just being like, fuck it. It's an unsolved murder, and we decided to put Knives at the end of it. Deal with it.
But yeah, but as for for my picks on this album, the Consort, the Cortesian, the Neophyte, and the Throes of Agony. So there's a lot of the in that.
There are only, like, if you count Knives, three tracks on here that don't have a V on them, Tracy. So I guess I can go next. Probably my favorite part of this, and I, you know, is the three track run from the Consort through the Physician.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that sort of early metal bit is pretty solid. Knives is ridiculous. And for some reason, anytime Amazon would play it, it would play it twice because it would start the station, but replay that song, which it usually doesn't do. So I just heard that song over and over. I'm like, God damn it.
That's amazing.
So I heard that song. My boyfriend says, anyway. But all of them are okay. This is an album, y'all. I don't know if you noticed.
Look it up.
500 were made. 500. That's 500 albums. Yeah, all of
while supplies,
wrong.
While supplies last, 500 are there.
Nope.
So I like
498% in my house.
Yeah, they're
20% markup on it. If you
there
want.
You go. There you go. So I think my top tracks are 3 to 7. It's like a little bit of a Cadbury egg. You know, the center is where it's at.
All right. It's great, this gentleman. My pick, I go first. I'm going to give this a B, an 85. I enjoyed it overall and liked it, but it kind of missed the mark with me.
I'm going to go a little bit higher than Tracy on this one. I think it's worth a B+. I don't think it deserves much higher than that because it, you know, it is kind of a strange concept album. There's a lot of black metal in it that I just don't think is very interesting. But there's some good stuff on here too, and they can sure play.
They can sure play. It's an interesting concept. I don't think it was executed quite as well as Tracy did, so I'm going to give this a C.
And I'm going to be sort of between some of those. I think it's all right. I agree that some of the meshing of black metal and other stuff going on here is entirely successful. I'm going to give this a B-.
It gives us an average of 82. Would you buy this album, gentlemen? Besides, would you buy one of the last two copies available to the public?
Nah,
no.
Because I would buy it for you, but you already have 498 copies.
Right.
I probably would buy. I bought it just from my perspective of the fanness of it. So there we go.
Admit it, Tracy. You're hoarding them.
I am.
Absolutely.
They're going to become collectible.
They're going to become the new monetary unit that's traded after the apocalypse.
Yeah, they're anti-money, remember?
Right.
This is my Ashen Horde.
Just
my horde of Ashen Horde albums.
Mm-hmm. Well, righteous. Yep. What are we doing next time?
Yeah.
Next, we're doing Gabe's pick for January with Conjurous, the Parasitic Chambers.
Knowing Gabe, I bet that's lullabies, y'all.
I do, yeah.
It's entirely that's like a super.
As soon as I saw the font for the
end, me too. I'm like, oh no, Gabe, what have you done? And yeah, the usual is the answer.
Guys, just bring your pajamas. It'll be great.
It's a slumber party with your skull.
It's a sleepover in the murder basement. That's what it is.
Sewn back together wrong. That's what it is.
Tune that together. How? Sewn back together wrong it is on Thunderdome Metal Reviews.